In the true sense of labor relations, there is nothing to, you know, worry about per se. I say per se because the information provided by Bank of Ghana is, for the meantime, adequate to protect the interests of the workers or all other people, including customers.
We have seen these things in the past. Workers have been assured in the past that your contract or your services will not be terminated, but it didn't go as such. So how can we trust him this time around?
The raw information provided by DOG suggests that nothing untoward will happen to them. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Because the one, when you enter any undertaking, you must know that the possibility of any form of deterrence can happen.
The Bank of Ghana talked of the interim. There will be renegotiation of their contract. But how fair can that be?
I expect it to be fair. But I think that it's important to establish the fact that our Labour Act is very, very clear. We lifted Article 36(11), indeed 10-11, from the Constitution of Ghana and ensure that we flow it into the Labour Act, Section 97, to strengthen the hands of employers and unions and workers in general, so that ensuring of relevant information, key area of the Labour Act, if we're doing these things as expected of us, information flow would have been clearer to each and everyone in the organizations we are mentioning now, that they should know that they are running into problems. Unfortunately, it does appear as if negotiation about conditions of service, whether it's retirement, whether it is redundancy or whatever it is, we do it with pressure, force, in such a way that now this is where we have come to. I think that it's only proper the unions and the leadership, that guys, my friends in the working fraternity, are to ensure that in negotiating any form of condition, we should not do it under pressure.
Labour expert Austin Game. Meanwhile,